Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to another edition of Marketing the Invisible. I'm joined today by Paul Avens, all the way from the good old UK. Paul, a very good morning, I think it is, for you.
For me, good morning and good evening for you.
Everyone else is, yes, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. That does cover it all. So for those of you who don't know Paul, I had the good fortune to meet Paul a few weeks ago, in fact, when we I completely messed up this interview, which he's been kind enough to give me again. So second time round, he's all about recruiting and developing, very important to add that, high-performance teams. And he's runs a pretty cool system called Team Dynamics, which I've had the benefit of undertaking. It's a profiling tool, but not like you might think it's a profiling tool. But anywho, when Paul's not helping people develop high-performing teams, he's either at the gym playing board games with his son Jonathan or helping his wife Sue with her ongoing recover from what was a pretty serious brain injury. And I hope she's tracking well, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm grateful for her being here and being alive with us when the odds were very much against that at one point. So every day is a blessing, right?
Well, having you can see the hole in my skull here, that's one of a couple of holes that were drilled in mine to deal with a little issue called brain hemorrhages about 18 months ago. Pretty benign compared to what your wife's been through, I suspect. But anyway, better get on with the interview.
That scores points.
Yes. Well, as I said to my wife after the operation, the only serious damage was the motor neuron section that knows how to do vacuum cleaning. But other than that, we're pretty good. So we've got 7 questions for you, Paul, in 7 minutes. And the subject is how to recruit and build a high-performing team in just 7 minutes. So let's kick the ball off. Let's get the ticker-tocker rolling. 7 minutes starts now. Question number one, who's your ideal client?
Our ideal client is really an entrepreneur, business owner, or an executive who's working with a team primarily, obviously, and typically teams of 10 to 250. We tend to be our ideal clients. They're usually growing companies. They're looking to bring in the right talent, to develop that talent, and to retain that talent, which is becoming more and more of a challenge in the world we live in. And they're more often than not, they're people who've never been taught how to do those things. They've never been taught the strategies and the tools to recruit and train. They've almost done it. They become what we call an accidental leader quite often. So they've ended up with this team and they're not quite sure what to do or how to make it work or how to really lead it. So, yeah, that's an ideal client.
So you might be in danger of being a man ahead of your time, because I think you've probably answered question two, which is what's the problem you solve, which is perfectly fine. Anything you want to add to that, though, in terms of problems that you solve?
I think the problem that we solve is that most entrepreneurs, and it happened to me, reach a point where you become – You buy into this myth that if it is to be, it's up to me, right? That was one of the things I was taught very young by motivational speakers. And therefore, we think the way to achieve success is to go out and drive, drive, drive. And, you know, mantra like sleep is for wimps and all this rubbish, right? And the challenge was I tried that model and it ended up with me being stressed out, very, very ill. You know, I actually suffered a serious heart attack, was clinically dead for 4.5 minutes. Oh. And what I came back to realize was that unless I shifted from me to we, then we were never going to solve. How do I break out of this kind of trap of it's all about me running really hard and hard and shift it to being about building a team? So the problem for most businesses that we solve is that they're usually overworked, stressed out, and they're trying to do it all themselves.
And so that leads us nicely into question three, which is the typical symptoms that people experience when they've got this problem. You mentioned a couple of them here: overworked, very stressed, trying to do everything themselves. Any other symptoms that come to mind when, before you've engaged with a client, you're going, yep, I can see the symptoms that we can help this person with? Any others?
Yeah. Quite often you'll find that they've hit a plateau, they hit a glass ceiling where they've grown through sheer effort alone. So they're usually typically between $1 million and $2 million or pounds if they can get it on their own effort. And what they're doing is they think that if they just try harder, it will get there. So you know, they'll often have staff turnover, but they're frustrated because they're working harder and they're hitting this glass ceiling, and they don't understand that the strategies that shift, because it's the ones that got them to that point of success. Indeed. So for us, that, you know, normally people are frustrated because they're like, I don't understand why my strategy that got me here isn't working.
And four questions this. Question number four is, what are some of the common mistakes people make? They're experiencing the symptoms of overwork, of stress, of trying to do everything themselves, hitting the ceiling, of basically trying to do more of what they used to do, but not really getting to the next level. What sort of mistakes do people typically make before they get to you?
I think there's a number. One is they recruit in a hurry. They just throw people at the problem without really understanding what kind of people they actually need. I think that's the thing that we typically say in terms of mistakes. We see people hire too fast and fire too slow. And not really understanding themselves as a leader. So not really taking the time to understand who do they need around themselves and just assuming that if that people like them, they'll solve the problem. Whereas 9 times out of 10, what you need is 2 or 3 people who are very different to you to balance out a team so that you cover all the 4 different requirements that we talk about. So hiring too fast, I think, would be my main one.
All right, now we're coming up to our 3 valuable free parts. So question number 5 is, what's one valuable free action that someone listening could actually go ahead and implement right now that will help them in part at least solve that problem?
I mean, I think for me, obviously, I would suggest the first thing is just to sit down with, I'm a great fan of post-it notes, I have them everywhere. So sit down with some post-it notes and write out what are the current blocks to you growing the business and what are the things that are currently blocking you. Write each one on the to look at, is it a systems problem, is it a people problem, is it a timing problem, or is it a creative problem? And then that will give you an need to either delegate that to on your team, or the kind of people you may need to outsource it to or recruit to bring in to fix it. So just that will, that as if you do that as an exercise, as a result of this, you will be people who are currently stuck or frustrated.
That is excellent. That is an excellent idea. So question 6, one valuable free resource that you can direct people to that'll help people further with a problem. Now, I've got a URL here, which is www.teamdynamics.com/resources. Is that the resource, and what will they find there?
Well, I'm a great believer in giving value first. So there's a ton of free resources and PDFs that people can download from that page. No email opt-in required. You can just go download it because I'm about abundance and helping people. So yeah, go there or just go to teamdynamics.com. You can download our free recruitment check sheet from there. There's a free audios you can get. And if you go to teamdynamics.com/keynote, there's a 45-minute keynote presentation that I gave about 5 steps to building a high-performing team that you can watch for free. It's completely free, no opt-in required. You can just go and get educated because I'm such a passionate believer in how much your life will change when you have the right team around you.
Fantastic. Lots of free resources.
I'm a creator, of course.
Yes, that's your profile, right. So from all your years of experience, we've got 1 minute left. You don't have to use them all, but you're welcome to if you choose to do so. From all your years of experience, thinking of all the people you've worked with, I'm after one free valuable tip. I used to call this the airplane question. It's like you're rushing for an airplane, and so they've called your name, and someone's now running alongside you going, oh, you're Paul Avens, you're the Team Dynamics guy. Can you give me a tip on building and developing a great team? So if there's one valuable free tip, what would it be?
Understand the real talents you have and recognize that unless you have a culture of trust and that people trust each other, you're never going to reach a culture of performance and high performance. So fundamentally, you know, the first thing is you've got to build a culture of trust, and that's about honesty and transparency. I'll give you one free question, which might be a really great read to help for everybody. My one free tip would be sit down with your team and ask this. What's one thing that you've been resisting or afraid to tell me as a leader that if you told me it would make a massive difference?
Thanks for checking out our Marketing the Invisible podcast, and make sure you also check out our 5-hour lead generation challenge at www.5hourchallenge.com.